This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. A child in Pueblo has died from RSV. It's the first pediatric death related to the respiratory virus this season. The common virus is transmitted through coughing and sneezing. Pueblo health officials say the child was under 5 years old. State data show the virus season is peaking later than usual. State lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are floating amendments to tweak the state budget. That says debate continues over Colorado's finances. Ray Solomon reports for CPR News.
Colorado is facing a $1.5 billion shortfall this year, and the powerful Joint Budget Committee spent months combing through the state budget for cuts big and small to address the hole. Democratic Representative Emily Sirota of Denver chairs the committee and introduced their proposed budget on the House floor Wednesday morning.
There's no easy way to cut $1 billion from this budget without touching on some of the key priorities and services that Coloradans care about.
Representatives of both parties have been critical. Republicans want a smaller budget with more support for veterans and seniors, public safety, and rural communities. Democrats are scrambling to protect programs for education and health care. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
And Colorado Springs Mayor Yemi Mobilade has named a former political opponent as his new chief of staff. Wayne Williams is a former city councilman, county clerk, and Colorado's Secretary of State. His new role with Colorado Springs includes coordinating across city departments and acting as an advisor. Mayor Mobilade defeated Williams in a runoff election in 2023.